AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Have you ever felt like you're just drowning in AI news, like you're trying to drink from a fire hose?
Oh, absolutely. Every single day, right? It feels like there's always something new, some massive development.
It's genuinely overwhelming trying to keep up. You feel like you're constantly a step behind.
Totally. Information overload is real in this space.
Which is exactly why today we're doing something a bit different, a really focused deep dive. We're looking at just one day of AI news, September 8th. 2025.
Right. Not just the headlines, though. We want to get into the why behind it all and maybe hazard a guess at the what next.
Exactly. We're using a recent AI Daily Rundown as our source. Think of it like a snapshot of that single critical day.
And our goal, really, for you listening, is to cut through all that noise. We want to pull out the most important bits, maybe some surprising details.
And help you connect the dots, basically. Give you a shortcut to feeling, you know, genuinely informed about where AI is right now and where it might be heading.
So let's get into it.
Okay, first up, the trillion-dollar hustle. We're talking about the AI infrastructure and investment race. Because, honestly, when you look at the money pouring in, it's not just big.
It's staggering. It really signals this isn't just about, like, cool new features anymore. It feels more like an arms race for the underlying infrastructure.
Definitely. So what kind of scale are we actually talking about here?
Well, get this. The big tech players, Google, Amazon, Meta, OpenAI, SoftBank, Oracle, others too, they're collectively pouring nearly $1 trillion into AI infrastructure.
A trillion.
This year alone. Just this year, for data centers, custom chips, the whole compute network build out.
Wow. $1 trillion in 1 year. That's more than the GDP of quite a few countries, isn't it?
It really puts it in perspective. And we even got some specific numbers from that White House tech dinner recently.
Right. I saw that. Zuckerberg and Tim Cook.
Yeah. Both committed at least $600 billion each through 2028. And Sundar Pichai from Google pledged $250 billion. These aren't just like vague promises.
No, these are economy shaping commitments. It's wild.
And if you connect that to the wider economy, it's having a huge impact. AI data center spending, it's getting close to 2% of the total U.S. GDP now.
2% of GDP.
And for the first time ever, in 2025, the money spent on AI capital stuff contributed more to GDP growth than all U.S. consumer spending combined.
Wait, say that again. More than all consumer spending?
That's what the source says. It shows a massive shift in where the economic energy is going.
So we're basically prioritizing building these AI engines over, well, almost everything else, economically speaking. That raises some big questions, doesn't it?
It really does. Like, what does that mean for other sectors? But it also leads to the why. Why this insane level of spending?
Right. It can't just be ambition.
No. And the source material is pretty clear. There's a big element of desperation to control costs. Companies are seeing the massive ongoing expense of just running these AI models.
Like OpenAI. They're projecting costs are astronomical.
Exactly. Over $150 billion just for compute between 2025 and 2030.
And didn't their cash burn forecast for 2028, like, explode?
It quadrupled, jumped from a projected $11 million to $45 billion. And a lot of that, according to the report, is down to costly false starts and do-overs, basically mistakes in training.
$45 billion, burning through cash, just trying to get the training right. Ouch.
Yeah, and Meta's seeing something similar. Their capital spending for 2025 is up 68% from 2024. They're racing to build their own stuff, too.
So everyone's trying to get ahead of these massive running costs.
Pretty much. McKinsey actually estimated the whole global AI infrastructure build-out could cost somewhere between $5.2 and $7.9 trillion through 2030.
Trillions. Okay, so owning the infrastructure becomes absolutely critical. Which naturally leads to the hardware itself, right? The chip race.
Precisely. Securing the actual compute power is non-negotiable now. And this is where we see companies making really bold moves.
Like OpenAI building its own chips.
Exactly. They're partnering with Broadcom to go into mass production next year for their own custom AI chips.
That was the mystery $10 billion order Broadcom's CEO mentioned, right? Then confirmed it was OpenAI.
That's the one. A huge commitment, especially for a company that started as a nonprofit lab, relatively speaking. They need to double their compute power in just 5 months.
5 months. Why the rush?
To meet the crazy demand for GPT-5, apparently, and also to get around the ongoing GPU shortages that have been plaguing everyone.
Right, the NVIDIA bottleneck.
Exactly. And it's not just OpenAI. Google, Amazon, Meta, they've already got their own custom chips. Everyone's trying to reduce that dependency.
Okay, so the chip race is heating up domestically. But this has global implications too, right? Geopolitics.
Absolutely. The fight for compute isn't just happening in the U.S. Look at Europe.
You mean the ASML deal?
Yeah, the Dutch chip equipment giant,
yeah.
ASML, investing 1.3 billion euros into Mistral AI, the French AI startup.
And becoming their biggest shareholder with a board seat. That's not just an investment, that's strategic.
Totally strategic. The stated goal is to lessen the EU's dependence on U.S. and Chinese AI models. They're talking about digital sovereignty.
So you pair ASML, the only company making the crucial EUV machines needed for the most advanced chips,
with Mistral AI, which many see as Europe's best shot at competing with the U.S. tech giants. It's a very calculated move to build AI strength within the EU.
So as you're listening to this, just think about it. These massive trillion-dollar investments, this global race for compute, what does it mean for access?
Right. Does all this consolidation of power in the hands of a few huge companies mean AI becomes more centralized, maybe more expensive for everyone else?
It definitely makes you wonder who's going to be holding the keys to this technology in the future. Okay, let's shift focus a bit.
Let's talk about the tech itself and the tricky bits.
Exactly. Navigating the nuance. AI's evolving capabilities and ethical crossroads. Because all this progress isn't happening without some serious growing pains.
And one of the biggest pains, technically speaking, has been the hallucination problem, right? Models just making stuff up.
Which really erodes trust. But OpenAI put out a paper claiming they know why it happens now.
Yeah, and this could be huge. The core finding is pretty interesting. It basically boils down to the training methods. Standard training, apparently, rewards models for confident guessing, even if they're wrong. They get points for a lucky guess, but 0 points for saying, I don't know.
So the incentive structure is skewed. It encourages bluffing.
Kind of, yeah. The models learn it's better to just guess, even if they have no idea, because that maximizes their score during training. They ran experiments asking for specific things, like birthdays or dissertation titles.
Right.
And the models would confidently spit out different wrong answers each time, instead of just admitting uncertainty.
Okay, so what's the fix?
They propose redesigning the evaluation metrics. Basically, penalize confident mistakes much more heavily than just saying, I'm not sure.
Huh. So if that works, hallucination might actually be a solvable training problem, not some inherent flaw.
That seems to be the hope. Imagine models that actually know their limits. That would be massive for using AI in critical areas, right? Like medicine or law.
A game changer for trust, definitely.
Yeah.
Which brings us to the ethical side, and specifically, copyright. That Anthropic settlement was huge news.
A $1.5 billion settlement, at least with authors.
That's a first really big payout we've seen from an AI company over training data, isn't it?
It is. And the key detail here is how they got the data. Anthropic apparently downloaded over 7 million pirated books from places like LibGen to train Claude.
Right, so this wasn't about the fair use of legally bought books. A judge had already ruled that training on legally purchased stuff is generally okay.
Exactly. This was specifically about using stolen pirated copies. That's a clear copyright violation. Big difference.
So the settlement covers about 500,000 books. Works out to around $3,000 per book.
Something like that, yeah. Plus potential future payments. And crucially, they have to destroy the pirated files and can't use them again.
Still, $1.5 billion. Even for a company like Anthropic, that's significant. Though, what was their last valuation?
Well, they recently raised $13 billion at a valuation of $183 billion. So, you know, they can probably handle it, but it sets a major precedent.
A billion-dollar reminder about data sourcing ethics. And it's not an isolated case, right? Apple's facing something similar.
Yeah, a group of authors filed a class action against Apple, too, alleging they used a pirated data set for their OpenLM models. It's definitely a recurring theme the industry has to face now.
So when you hear about these things, it really highlights that tension, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Between pushing AI forward really fast and being responsible about how you do it, especially with data.
It's a balancing act, and the outcomes of these cases will shape how AI develops and how much we can ultimately trust these systems.
Okay, let's move on to AI actually doing stuff. AI in action, transforming industries and the workforce.
This is where it gets really tangible, moving from the lab into the real world. like Hollywood.
Right. OpenAI is backing an animated film, Critters, a $30 million project.
Yeah, with Vertigo Films. And the crazy part is the timeline. They're aiming to finish it in just 9 months.
9 months for animation. That's incredibly fast.
How? It's a hybrid approach. They're using DALL-E for concept art, Sora for generating video, GPT-5 for, well, other tasks like maybe scripting help, but all guided by human writers and artists.
So humans are still involved directing the AI tools.
That seems to be the model. And you have to think, this is also pretty strategic for OpenAI, right?
How so?
Well, Hollywood is pretty skeptical and frankly litigious right now about AI. This project serves as a kind of a demonstration, a case study to show collaboration is possible, maybe win some people over.
Showing AI as a tool, not just a replacement or a threat. Makes sense.
And it's not just creative industries. We're seeing big leaps in physical robotics, too.
Like Boston Dynamics and Toyota working on the Atlas robot.
Yeah, they're using something called large behavior models, LBMs.
LBMs. Okay, break that down. What do they let Atlas do?
Think of them like LLMs, but for actions instead of words. They allow Atlas to learn complex sequences of tasks that combine moving around and manipulating objects.
All through one system, not programmed step by step.
Right. A unified policy. And it learns fast, apparently, without needing all that tedious hand programming like before. There's video showing Atlas packing boxes, sorting things, even adjusting on the fly if something unexpected happens, like dropping something.
That sounds much closer to a truly general-purpose robot.
Exactly. Scott Quindersma from Boston Dynamics said it's a glimpse of robots that could transform how we live and work. And Russ Tedrake from Toyota highlighted how LBMs help robots learn new skills much faster just by watching human demonstrations. Less programming effort for more robust robots.
Robots that can adapt to messy real-world situations. That's always been the challenge.
Huge leap forward there. And speaking of work, there's another big move from OpenAI impacting the job market directly.
Oh, yeah. The jobs platform they're building. Taken on LinkedIn.
That's the plan, launching mid-2026. It'll use AI naturally to match candidates and employers from entry-level jobs right up to prompt engineering roles.
But it's more than just job listings, right? There's a certification element.
Yes, a big one. They're integrating an AI certification program into ChatGPT's study mode. The goal is to certify 10 million users by 2030.
10 million?
Wow.
And ChatGPT acts as the teacher.
Yeah, it questions you, gives feedback, helps you learn AI skills. It sounds like they're trying to address the workforce disruption head on.
So are companies buying into this?
Seems like it. They've got major launch partners already. Walmart's planning to use it for its 3.5 million U.S. associates. John Deere, BCG, Accenture, Indeed. No. They're all involved.
So OpenAI isn't just building AI. They're trying to build the AI-ready workforce, too. Acknowledging the disruption, but offering a path through it.
Pretty much. Fiji Simo, their applications lead, basically said they can't stop the disruption, but they can help people get skilled up and connect them to jobs. Plus, you know, AI savvy folks tend to earn more.
And they've also got that new OAI Labs team.
Right. Joanne Jiang announced that. Focused on prototyping new ways for people and AI to collaborate. It all ties together skills, jobs, collaboration.
When you put all these pieces together, Hollywood, robotics, the job market, It really shows how AI is just becoming part of the fabric of everything.
It's not some sci-fi future anymore. It's here, it's now, and it's changing things fast.
Okay, so that was a lot to cover from just one day. We went from those almost unbelievable trillion-dollar investments and the CHIF arms race.
To breakthroughs in understanding AI flaws like hallucinations, the whole copyright battleground.
And then seeing AI in action, remaking films, empowering robots, and even reshaping how we find work and get trained for it.
It really was just a snapshot that one day, September 8th. But wow, it revealed some fundamental shifts, didn't it? And some major challenges ahead.
Absolutely. Which leaves us and you with a final thought to maybe chew on.
As AI gets more powerful and building it becomes this multi-trillion-dollar global contest.
Mm-hmm. What's our collective responsibility here as a society? How do we make sure we're shaping not just what AI can do, but also how it fundamentally changes our world, our lives?
It's a big question, and probably one we'll be grappling with for a long, long time.